Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Paul Skeens wins the NL Cy Young Award unanimously. All 30 votes go to Skeens. He does not come out to Country Roads. He comes out to Q Country Roads by Charles Wesley Godwin. And he is a superstar. We already got a text. Doran at 412-928-9370. It sucks, but the Buccos dealing Skeens is the best and fastest way to rebuild and win. And the notion they can't is crazy. The current back-to-back AL Cy Young winner, Scooble, is getting dealt this offseason because the Tigers won't give him the $400 million he wants. They made the playoffs in each of the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the rush, even by Pirates fans, to say trade Paul Skeens. Like, Paul Skeens, like, we know how it goes. He's going to get traded at some point because you're not just going to let him walk into free agency. That will begin the next round of rebuilding. And at that time, guess what you're going to get for him? A king's ransom. But right now, that should not be the focus.
Do you trust Charrington and everybody running things to make that rebuild successful and to get that king's ransom and the right part, the right components of the king's ransom?
No.
That's why you should want Skeens here right now as long as possible.
Well, it's twofold. I think that's absolutely right. Because if they fail to make the playoffs this year, then Charrington, you would imagine, is going to finally be out. And then that becomes the job of the next general manager. And I would rather it be the job, frankly, of the next general manager. But I also want to be where my feet are. And Paul Skeens is the best pitcher in Pirates history. He's one of the best young pitchers in the history of the sport. Embrace it as fans. Don't always be waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I'm a cynical Pirates fan. We all should be. But just enjoy it every fifth day whenever he's out there on the mound. Like, yep. Here's another text. Watching Skeens is like watching a Netflix series and you already know how it ends. It's hard to get emotionally invested in him. Are you not entertained? Like, he's doing his end of the bargain here. He's outstanding every time he takes the mound. Enjoy that. And hopefully the organization can get its act together and put a winner around him. Am I optimistic that that's going to happen? Of course not. I'm not optimistic that that's going to happen. But I'm going to hope, maybe against hope, that it does. Because imagine walking across the bridge to a playoff game with the same energy of 2013, except you've got this guy on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
You got him in a wild card series. You're up 1-0 because he's that good. And then you advance, and you get to throw him a couple of times in a series. And then if you advance, you get to throw him multiple times in a series. I want to dream of that. I don't want to think about the haul that you're going to get from the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets or the Phillies or the Red Sox. Not right now. This offseason is the most important in Pirates franchise history. Do I expect them to do great things with it? Probably not. But it is. And there's a lot of reporting out there suggesting that they will spend money. I'll believe it when I see it, but no. Here's Ken Rosenthal on that.
What would be more intriguing would be if we saw teams like, for instance, the Marlins and the Pirates do some things to better themselves by trading from their depth of prospects. And I do believe that is possible. Yesterday, in talking to some people here, just the first day of the GM meetings, actually it wasn't even the first day, people were just getting in, I heard that the Marlins and Pirates are telling agents, hey, we'd like to be aggressive. We'd like to spend a little bit. Now, that can be in free agency, or it can be in the matter of taking on salaries in trades. So I don't know the exact answer to your question, Richard, but I do expect that we're going to see some of this kind of activity, and not just from the big spending teams that have tons of prospects. You may see it from some other clubs as well.
So that's Ken Rosenthal. He is well-respected. That's what he is hearing. Robert Murray, who breaks a ton of Major League Baseball trades, he corroborated the report.
Corroborated.
He corroborated the report. Then Mark Feinsigned, who is also a big name that I can't say in baseball media circles, he says, according to sources, the Pirates plan to be spenders on the free agent market, something they haven't done over the past decade. The left side of the infield, corner, outfield spot seem like the most obvious places for the Pirates to target, though the club hasn't signed a free agent hitter to a multi-year deal since December 2015. Harry, do you know who that was?
A big league hitter from December of 2015?
Multi-year free agent? John Jaso. It was John Jaso.
Wow.
Look at that. You turn to Harry, he doesn't disappoint.
Wow.
He absolutely nailed that. If he had the story and I didn't have the story, and he asked me, I would not have known that it was John Jaso. That was a decade ago.
Wow.
So forgive me if I'm not jumping for joy and expecting the Pirates to spend all this money, but at least the reporting right now indicates that they will. And this is what Pirates fans do. This is what I do as a Pirates fan. I'm clinging to hope.
Okay, but like, in where I think a lot of people are at and where I'm at is, okay, they spend money, but like, how much?
And is it going to be on the right guys?
And is it going to be just like a little bit more than they have last year or the year before?
They spent $35 million two off seasons ago. They gave $10 million overall to Aroldis Chapman. If they spent $50, I'd be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see in an ideal world, and I'm not sure I expect this, is you trade Mitch Keller and you use that salary plus the salary you saved at the deadline and you spend like $90 million. If they spent $90 million this offseason.
Now we're cooking.
If they spend $90 million this offseason with a new pitching coach from Houston and with this pitching staff that they already have assembled, they could absolutely be a playoff team. But you need to spend the $90
million. You need to do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.